Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
And we're going to kick off this week's Fishing and Outdoor Report by talking with Pete Huff with Best Dam Guiding Service. Pete, we've gotten a lot of rain. What's that doing to our lakes?
Well, Beaver Dam is under a slow-no wake here as of this last Saturday evening, I believe. So the entire lake, until further notice, is slow-no wake. And I believe the Madison Chain is also that, I was told, as of Wednesday of this week. So, yeah, I guess people that typically would be out pleasure boating or skiing or wakeboarding or whatever, they're going to maybe not be able to do that over the 4th here. But we got an additional 3 inches in some areas here, so the runoff is going to bring the lake up even higher. So it might take a little while for this water to recede.
Are we seeing this water affecting the fishing itself? Are the fish coming up a little bit less shallow or going deeper? What are we looking at?
Yeah, they're coming in shallow because there's more area for them to travel now, making it a little harder to catch. Beaver Dam, I was out there this past weekend. I didn't fish a lot, but I caught some short walleyes, a few bass, and a couple crappies. And there is a tournament upcoming here, not this weekend, but the following Saturday, the 13th, for Best Dam Fest. And hopefully we're back out of the slow and awake. But I have a walleye and bass tournament. It can be a combination of three fish, and it's bass and walleye of legal size. So looking forward to that. And then I have a meat raffle afterwards that raises money for fish stocking.
That is absolutely awesome. Now, I know a lot of times with fish, temperature specific can sometimes have an effect on things. Are we seeing this rain affecting the temperature of the lakes, or is the ambient air enough to keep it warm for them?
It is still keeping it up there. The temps have ranged, I don't know, upper 70s to low 80s for surface temps. So they're still holding pretty high up there for now this time of year. And the Madison Chain has been doing really good, still getting walleye, smallmouth bass, and bluegills there. So all of the lakes are producing. So yeah, that's been real good. And then I've heard Winnebago, decent reports of perch starting to bite there. So guys, I know, typically like going after the perch. So yeah, there's a lot of areas to try.
Wonderful. Are they biting on anything specific right now?
I heard red worms and butter worms and nightcrawler chunks have been best. And I have been finding some helger mites, and that's always a good go-to for perch.
Wonderful. Well, if anybody wants to get a hold of you and take advantage of your guiding services, what's the best way to do so?
You can call me at either 608-609-2707 or find me on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Dam Guide Service and send me a message, and I'll get you on the calendar.
All right, Pete. Well, best of luck fishing out there. Hopefully the weather is friendly when you're on the boat.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Ninja.
Thank you.
All Out Marine, your experts in local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in and see their new and used inventory. Order your new model now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro Tracker dealer.
Your Fishing and Outdoor Report continues, and we're speaking with Rick Wetland, our ESPN resident outdoorsman. Rick, it's a 3-day weekend for a lot of people, which means plenty of time to get out on the lake, but the weather doesn't look like it's going to be as friendly for us. How's the fishing looking?
The fishing's been actually pretty good. I'm actually out here right now in Swan Lake, north of Portage, and we're doing pretty well. Some of us are doing better than others. The guy in back of the boat, he's struggling a little bit today, but we're still catching a lot of fish. We had our open tournament on Saturday on Fox Lake, and there was a lot of fish caught. We had a record 38 boats, and there was a lot of nice fish caught. Unfortunately, I was a little out of the money. We had two keepers, but a little out of the money, but hey, that's all right.
Well, sometimes that's just how the weekend goes. What are you pulling in? Are you pulling in panfish? You're pulling in some crappies, some walleye, bass? What do you got?
Just bass. Yeah, there is only one fish that swims, and that's a largemouth bass or a smallmouth bass. But, I mean, actually, a guy in our tournament caught an 11-inch bluegill on Fox Lake, and he kept it and was going to put it on the wall, but we measured it, and it was actually 11 inches on Fox Lake. It's the biggest bluegill I've ever seen in my life.
I think that's the biggest bluegill I've ever heard of. That's amazing.
Right.
So has the rain been affecting the fishing much out there?
The only thing it's really doing to a lot of local lakes is it's making them dirty. I mean, Fox Lake is really dirty. Big Green is really dirty. Up here at Swan Lake, it's really dirty. You got a lot of runoff, which, you know, obviously is putting a lot of mud and a lot of sediment into the lakes. You know, I know Beaver Dam's still in slow no wake, but, you know, I took a little drive the other day, and Beaver Dam was literally chocolate milk from one end to the other. So the fishing is still good. The fishing is hungry, but, you know, like I said last week, when it's dirty water, you want a lot of baits that make a lot of noise, either on top or, you know, a crankbait that's got a lot of rattles in it, and, you know, that's the key to dirty water.
Now, besides the rattle, is it any use to bring in something that's brightly colored, a little more reflective, or is the sun not even getting that far down?
The sun's not getting that far down, and actually, believe it or not, in dirty water, black is the best color you can throw. You know, a lot of people think white, a lot of people think orange, red, pink, but black and dirty water will show up better than any other color.
Well, I'm going to trust you on that one. You are definitely our resident expert when it comes to the baits and lures. Matter of fact, you make quite a few of your own. Where can people find those?
You can get Raw Bass Customs right now at Fishtails, who just had a big restock here in Fox Lake. You can get M&M Tackle up in Portage, and Dick Smith's down in Pewaukee are probably your three local spots.
That's awesome. Where are we going to see you next? You got any fishing tournaments coming up?
No, this, you know, you 4th of July weekend, you know, the DNR actually doesn't permit any tournaments, you know, over the holiday weekend, but the lakes will be busy. I don't know, it kind of looks like Saturday could be pretty nice, but yeah, Friday and Sunday look kind of crappy weather-wise, but we'll be out probably Fox Lake or Big Green real early in the morning and be off by 10 o'clock before all the skiers come out.
Well, you have a great 4th of July weekend, and here's to many, many bites.
All right, thanks, bud. Have a good one.
Thank you, you as well.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.